I think he continues to progress like we expect him to. He keeps getting better each week. He's working really hard, and we hope it continues.
What are like one or two things that you've seen on which he's improved every step of the way?
Number one, knowing where to go and how to run the routes. You know, he's a guy that's real quick in and out of the cuts. You know, and he's got a good personality. I've heard him talking to himself many times, talking about, hey, I got to get better. So
talking to himself.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I said this game usually causes you to do that.
when it comes to Stephon and his run blocking as a receiver, is he okay with that? And did you tease him after Zach Line cut loose on that 49-yard run when he was kind of looking around for somebody to block?
Zach Line wide open. Nobody covered him. 40, 50, 45. Gets a block at the 35.
Well, he actually did a good job on that one. You know, he can always do better in all of his run blocking, getting down and making sure we get to the right guy. We've got to do that because they drop so many safeties down in the box.
When you won a Super Bowl with the Dallas Cowboys, did you have a safety who reminded you of Harrison Smith or maybe vice versa?
Darren Woodson, who's, I think, one of the greatest safeties to ever play the game, he does remind me of Harrison a little bit. They're different athletes, but they're both very competitive. They're both smart. They see things fast. Both tough guys.
What's more formidable about the Bears, their offense or their defense?
Well, it's hard to say. Defensively, they're 10th in the league in total defense, and they're doing a good job of making you earn it all the way down the field. Offensively, they've got all kinds. It's almost like two different offenses. They've got the zone read offense, the spread out, open up offense, and then where Cutler's under the center.
Let's watch some film with the head coach. You want to see good defense? Watch Linval Joseph on this next play.
The key to the play and goal line is to create a new line of scrimmage, to create penetration, to try to knock your guy back, be pad underneath. And as you see Linval Joseph right here, he accelerates through there. Kendrick Ellis is on the nose tackle. He's on the center. He's knocking the guy back. Tom Johnson's doing a good job on his guy. And really, those three guys did a nice job in this whole play. So
now you look at your new guy, 72, Kendrick Ellis. Shoot, he got here on Tuesday.
Yeah.
This is third and goal, or third inside the one. He makes a nice play.
Yeah, he did a good job.
Now to offense. You see Adrian Peterson top of the screen, obviously one of the best backs in the NFL. When you line him up outside the numbers and throw to him like this, in theory, what is it designed to open up overall offensively?
Well, there's a lot of things that you're looking for. You're looking for man or zone. So if you see a linebacker go out there, you get man-to-man coverage. If you see the corner like there is here, you're in zone coverage. And then you're really trying to work the middle of the field with, you see Rudolph on the tight end.
Yep.
See Jarius on the slot on the safety down here at the bottom.
Yep.
And then if the guy sinks off and grabs Wallace. Like the nickel did here, then you throw the ball to the outside, and then he has a chance to run and accelerate and get up the field.
Is it encouraged for Adrian to bury players like this, or would you prefer him to get out of bounds?
Well, I prefer to bury him.